Revelation chapter 7. After that, I see four angels that stand up at the four corners of the world. They may stop the four breezes of the world when they blow, so that they wouldn't blow at all upon the water, or upon the dry ground, or against any tree. Then I see another angel come from out of the east. He may hold the seal of the God where alive now and forever. That seal that made the stamp we put God mark upon him people. The angel holler out hard to the four angels then, where God may give power to do damage to the water and to the dry ground. The angel tell them say,
"Not do no damage to the water or dry ground or then tree, till we don't put God's seal upon the forehead of them one where the server."
Then I hear how much people may mark with God's seal upon their forehead. That means 144,000 of them for all the tribe there in Israel. The angel then sealed 12,000 people from the tribe of Judah, 12,000 from Reuben tribe, and 12,000 from Gad tribe. Then sealed 12,000 from Asher tribe, 12,000 from Naphtali tribe, and 12,000 from Manasseh tribe. Then sealed 12,000 from Simeon tribe, 12,000 from Levi tribe, and 12,000 from Issachar tribe. Then they sealed 12,000 from Zebulun tribe, 12,000 from Joseph tribe, and 12,000 from Benjamin tribe. When that done, I look and then I see one big crowd. There is so much people that nobody could have come all of them. They may come from out of every nation in the world, from out of every tribe and every language in the world. They may stand up front of the throne and front of the Lamb. And the people, they may wear white robe and they may hold palm branch in their hand. All of them may holler out hard, say,
"Be we God, we sit down upon the throne and the Lamb, that they save we."
All of the angels, they may stand up round the throne, plus the elder there and the four living creatures there. Then all of them get down flat upon their face and worship God. Then they say,
"Amen. Make we praise with God and give glory. He know everything. We tell our thanks. Honor, our power, our strength belongs to for we God forever and ever. Amen."
Then one of the elders then asked me say,
"You know the who them people where they wear white robe? You know where they come from?"
I answer and say, "Sir, you that the one we know." So the elder tell me say,
"Them people, yeah, that the one them we come from out of the time of the great tribulation. Then don't wash them robe in the lamb blood and make them white. Cause of that, then they stand up there front of God's throne and the servant day and night in his house. The one who sit down upon the throne, one day with them and one take care of them. They don't want to get hungry no more. And they don't want to get thirsty again. The sun no one burn them up, and no heat no one do them no damage. Cause the lamb will stand up in the middle of the throne itself. Want take care of them just like how one shepherd mine sheep. He want carry them to the place where part of the water will give life. They spray up out of the ground. And God want wipe away all of them eye water from their eye.